in the name of Jesus. How great is this? All are invited, declares Isaiah, for the feast is for all the peoples. Every land, every tongue, every race, yes, every people. The young, the old, the male, the female, the high, the low. It matters not. All are invited. How great is this? In this hell-bent world, bent on its own destruction, destined for cosmic judgment, and oblivious to the judgment that comes. Sometimes this world is victimizing. Sometimes this world is all too often proselytizing. But always this world is having its way with us in one way or another. Still, all are invited to this mountaintop, to a feast of rich food and aged wine that is ever with us, to this fellowship divine. For your shame, your disgrace, your fears, your tears, that which haunted has been made to do so no more. Even death, that great swallower of all things, even death itself, has been swallowed up. How great is this? In its place, that which takes death's place, is this mountaintop experience of ours, is this feast that knows no end, that will not die. Though presently hidden, though presently in, with, and under, though presently that foretaste of the feast which is to come, it is no less real. It is still, after all, a taste. Taste and see. For what's really real, the only reality that really matters, is this one, is his to offer, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, for you, for me, for his entire company. The many have been made one. All are invited. How great is this? Beloved household of our heavenly Redeemer, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. We wait for him still. Let us be glad and rejoice in this, both now and forevermore, in the salvation that he has wrought. In him who is, who was, and who is to come.